Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindset. So we're actually recording it, but I'm so excited to have Nikki on. So for anybody that doesn't know who you are, I actually followed you before I even came to Australia.
Yeah.
But just let everyone know a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So first of all, thank you for having me. I wish we'd like recorded the whole conversation we had earlier. So like, it's so funny, the pre-chat of the podcast is always like so good. So my name's Nikki. I own an online education platform called Mind Health School, where we basically educate people on how to use their minds. So I work with a whole variety of people, from, you know, individuals who are looking to create more confidence, reduce anxiety, to like improving their relationships, improving their self-worth, all the way through to like super, super successful entrepreneurs who are building businesses and looking to just become better people with healthy minds.
Do you think, like, on the scale of all the different types of people, there's like a common denominator in every individual that you coach?
It's, we're not meant to know how to use our minds. Mm. Most people don't know how to use their minds. Most people don't know or aren't born with the skill of emotional regulation. So I think that the common denominator really is that everyone just wants to become better people. Mm. And the way that you become a better person is that you understand themselves, understand yourself more. So once you start to understand yourself more and understand your programming, that's really how you can start to tap into what I would call like your fullest expression. So like your fullest expression, your, who are you in your fullest expression without all of like the limitations of programming. Mm. So that just shows up in different people, differently in different people. And it's like some people, their fullest expression is, you know, to become, was talking about this earlier, like become a wife and become a mother and raise children and just pour all of their energy into that. Other people's highest expression is to like change the world, you know. Mm-hmm. So it shows up in different people differently, but the common denominator really is like, how do I just become and tap into my highest frequency?
Mm. And for people who like don't really know themselves coming into coaching, or even just are a little bit disconnected, like what would you say is the first way to start to know yourself a little bit better and start to understand like where your thoughts go, your mind, everything?
A super simple way, it's like, where are you right now, what are you experiencing, and then what do you desire? So what's your current state, what's your desired state? Understanding the difference in those two, and then you can start to create and look for gaps. So for example, if your desired state is that you want to be in like a healthy connection, healthy relationship with excellent communication skills, you're emotionally regulated, but right now you are like snappy, passive aggressive in a toxic relationship, like you've already identified gaps there. So I think like the first principle is just knowing that you have to recognize what you want and understand more about where you are right now. That, I mean, you can't keep on repeating the problems that you're in and expect a different outcome. So it's almost like that reverse engineering process.
But do you think that like when we talk about manifestation and like everyone that kind of wants a stream lifestyle, like how do you, because I know you're quite logical with it as well and like you see tangible results, like how do you blend the two together? And do you think that like manifestation is like a bit wishy-washy in this space?
I don't think manifestation is wishy-washy. I think the way people talk about it and what people think it is wishy-washy. So the way that I see this is, if we were to look at this from a practical level, you have your conscious mind and your subconscious and unconscious. Your subconscious is like the programmed, it wants to keep you in programs, it wants to learn and it wants to be on autopilot. Mm-hmm. Whereas your consciousness is limitless. We actually, if you look into what consciousness actually is, scientists really struggle to define it, because as soon as you define it, it becomes limited. Mm-hmm. So the principle is, especially like I've been learning a lot about like quantum physics and like understanding how to almost like manipulate energy through, which is manifestation.
Yeah.
And they're like, as soon as you define it, it becomes limited, and consciousness is there's no limit to it. So that's it. Like, it's the power of your mind. The difference in, like, knowing your subconscious, which is programmed and wants to keep you in patterns, because that's the way that you operate best as a human. But then it's using your consciousness to determine what patterns you're actually running, what programs you're actually running. Yeah. So, like, I am very logical with things, because I'm like, manifestation, like, what do you mean I can have a thought and then I can create it? But then when you actually look up into what the mind does and how you create that, it's logical.
Yeah.
That's the logic behind manifestation.
That is amazing. Because I think as well, like, I sometimes struggle with the idea of, like, you can go into therapy. Like, I know you talk quite a lot about talk therapy, yeah, like, being a little bit limiting, because, like, there's so many other facets of healing, which we'll go into. But, like, there's a difference between, like, and I sometimes struggle with this, the awareness of, like, you know these patterns, you know why you're acting like that. So, for example, if you're going through, if you're going through something difficult and you know that it's a repeating pattern,
yeah,
so you're aware of it, and then the knowledge to actually heal from it. Like, I think that gap, I think a lot of people struggle with in, like, talk therapy, because you can talk about it and you can become really aware of how your actions and what you're doing in day-to-day life is because of, but then how you actually go on to heal that and change it.
Yeah. I really think that the driver is that of that is your belief systems. So, like, a belief that I operate from is that we, like, you can create whatever it is that you set your mind to. I was actually just on a conversation with a client earlier, and we were kind of talking about, like, different ways to look at things, and, you know, the way that he looks at certain words, and it was just like the invitation of that, okay, well, this is how you've looked at this for your entire life. What other options do you have here? And then, like, playing around with just different ways to view things, different behaviors, different things that you potentially have got wrong. Like, so again, like, that's another belief that I have, like, what if I'm wrong in this?
Wow.
What else is there to, like, what else can I invite in? And then you're like, okay, well, maybe like, my tone was a little bit off there, so maybe there's room to improve there. And if my tone was a little bit off, what would I have done differently? Or, like, you know, maybe I've had an amazing month in business, but maybe there is room to double this in the next 6 months. If there was, what would I do differently? So it's like removing, like, what it's removing what you know to be true and playing around with what else is available.
Yeah, and, like, the book that I'm reading at the minute, I literally said this to you, didn't I? Like, a line in it said, you don't see the world as it is, you see it as you are, and, like, the place you're operating in. And we were talking about, so I was talking about chakras and how, like, you can be operating from the root chakra, which is security. And so everything that you see around will be about security, and or, like, if you see everything as a competition, you'll see everyone else competing. And it's about, like, seeing the reality of things. And when you said then, like, about unlearning, one of my friends is with a Brazilian guy, and she was talking about how our whole lives in England, like, there's such a culture of you get together with someone, and, like, they don't look at other people. Like, there's no, like, it's a bit weird if they have, like, female friends.
Yeah.
And we've grew up as, like, I think that's pretty normal, like, to say that English people, like, would believe that. And then so she got with this Brazilian guy, and, like, he's, like, kissing other, like, other women, and, like, hello, baby, me and more. And she's like, what is going on? Like, she was like, what is this? But it's so normal. And, like, for them, that's not a problem. He's like, but this is my guy. This is me. And she now sits with herself, and, like, she's called it, like, the year of unlearning. Like, instead of being, because sometimes we're so rigid in, like, what we think is right,
yeah,
even if it's not serving us. And so she, like, she sits with it and says, like, is this my belief, or is this what I've been conditioned to believe?
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
But even in that, it's like, so she's like, oh my god, he's like kissing these other women, and he's like calling them, like, what did you say?
Mia Moore. I think every girl's eye is literally going like this.
Yeah. But it's, I think it's like the energy that is behind your actions and your intentions. So in their culture, if the energy is like, that's just how they communicate, then it's interesting because you, like, I think it's a very westernized, and like if you went to any like therapist, like traditional therapist, or like, I don't know, if you, anyone in the Western world, we would say that that is like wrong. It's like, you can't trust anyone who's like that. But yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy. And like unlearning everything that you've known to be true, like you were saying then, you can be doing so well at something and then there's this limit that you've got put on that. You just start to have that growth mindset of like being conscious enough to challenge where you're currently at. Because I think a lot of people will be on autopilot and will just be like, this is my life, this is my goals, instead of actually like stopping to analyse.
It started for me really, like, I when I was about 17, there was like a really big like life event that happened to me, and as a result of that, I mean, this was like, I'm 31 now, so what, 13, 14 years ago, is that right? Yeah.
Like, I missed 10 years. She's looking at me and I was like,
quick come. 13, 14 years ago. And it's funny because back then, like, no one was really like, oh, you have anxiety. Everyone was like, you're fine. Just keep yourself busy or whatever. And so I did keep myself busy, and then that obviously made things so much worse. And then I had like all of these problems with my breathing, and I was just like, I was super snappy. I was like, I took everything personally, and there was just so many things that I just didn't like about myself, but it was like no one was really saying, Nick, like, do you want to like talk, or do you want to but I didn't also know that I needed to talk. Do you know what I mean? I just saw like me snapping at people and biting people's heads off, and then being like, but my friends at like at college don't do this, or I even had this thought at school. I was like, my friends at school don't do this, so like, why do I? And it was this realization that I can be like how other people are, but I just don't know how to get there. And then I would use people to like model almost. So like I would, like if someone was doing something that I liked, I would almost like mirror them back in that, and like just almost like faking it, like just to see how it felt. But I was doing all of this like completely unconsciously. I remember, like, even as, like, a kid, I knew that my mind was powerful, but I just, like, didn't really know how to apply it. So I was always just, like, really curious, basically, and I could see this behavior in me, and I was like, this isn't right. Other people don't have this. Something's wrong. And then when I was 21, I hired my first life coach. I was earning like £800 a month, and I was paying her £100 an hour.
Girls investing.